Please grant us a moment to demonstrate our craft by taking you on a musical journey through some of the archives here at Keepsake Studios. In the interest of time, we can only include shortcuts of selected original projects, but we will attempt to cover as wide a variety and application as possible. Enjoy!
Day this has been. That dragon ate all my patio furniture. The moat was clogged and I couldn't find the royal plunger. Royal subjects, summon unto me Hester, the court jester.
Yes, sire.
Sire? You have summoned me?
Yes. You see, we have this problem, and you are our only hope. 6,002 knights have tried to find the secret. All have failed. And there is just one small problem.
And what might that be, my lord?
You have to get past the dragon.
Dragon?
Through magic of live theatre, let Prime Stage take you to the centre of the secret garden. Join me, Ben Weatherstaff, and discover how one young girl, with the help of an English robin, brings life back to haunted secrets, hallways and locked doors. The Secret Garden by Prime Stage is a captivating, suspenseful story filled with fascinating characters and beautiful dialogue. The Secret Garden is a play that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Produced in partnership with the National Aviary, Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Pittsburgh Children's Museum.
Well, class, before you leave for your holiday vacation, I have one last assignment to give you.
Oh,
now, this is a very important assignment. As you know, the holidays are a very joyful time for everyone, a time filled with wonder and excitement, a time to gather with family and friends. But for many people, the holidays can be a very lonely time, too. There are many people right here in our own town that have no one to spend this joyful time of year with. Now, what I would like you to do is to think of one person who would otherwise spend the holidays alone. Think of something special you could do for that person. Maybe bake some cookies, or maybe you can even make some special cards and send them overseas to some of our servicemen and women that won't be able to come home for the holidays.
Why do they call this Whispering Pines Rest Home anyway? I've been here for 3 years and I haven't heard those pines whisper a word.
Sitting by
watching children in the schoolyard at play. He loves their laughter, he loves their smiles, an old man with the heart of a child. All the leaves are falling down on the cold and barren ground. A sad thing to see, they were a pleasure indeed, how the colors always brightened his day. Changing, rearranging, nothing ever stays the same. So when you find him, don't remind him that he's leaving old memory lane. Cause it's taking him home, it's taking him home again.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Gibson. My name is Lucas John Pendleton III.
Hey, you mean there are three of you?
No. My father is Lucas John Jr., and my grandfather was the first Lucas John.
Well, I know that. Just teasing you a bit. Now, what can I do for you?
You see, I go to the local elementary school. Psst, be real quiet.
Wait. I have to go back and get something.
We don't have time. Hurry.
It'll only take a moment.
Hurry, Mr. Gibson.
This is as fast as it gets, lad. It's what I call the Grandpa Shuffle.
I'm really glad I met you, Mr. Gibson. You're just like a real grandpa to me.
Well, Lucas, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. You see, I don't have any grandchildren.
No grandchildren?
No, never married.
Oh.
Oh, but I'm not sad. Well, not anymore, that is, because I've met you. And now there's something I'd like you to have.
What is it?
Well, let's look inside.
'96, that's a good little sheep. 97, 98, 100. 100, 98, 97, 90. Wait, where is number 99? Has anyone seen 99?
So what else is new? 99 is always swaying.
Yeah, that's right. Always doing his own thing.
For help? Look, Walter, a plump little tenderloin.
I told you it sounded like a sheep.
This is our lucky day.
Who's down there?
Well, hello there. Welcome. Welcome to Forever Forest. Well, so glad you came to visit. Would you like to hear a story? Let me see. My favorite story happened a long time ago. It was the time when nature played a trick on Forever Forest and winter came much too early. Shall we begin our adventure?
Nobody, would you please watch where you are going with those big feet of yours? Those feet of yours are always getting in the way. Why, they are the biggest feet in the entire forest.
Its age-old call beckons me.